Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A suicide bomber was killed and two security guards wounded in a blast outside the U.S. consulate in Saudi Arabia's second-largest city of Jeddah early today. No one claimed responsibility so far, but the Islamic State has carried out a series of bombings and shooting attacks in Saudi Arabia since late 2014. Islamic State claimed responsibility for a suicide truck bombing in a busy shopping area of the Iraqi capital Baghdad early Sunday, killing at least 119 people, wounding many more. It was the most deadly attack in the Iraqi capital this year. Some analysts thought the recent Iraqi capture of the city of Fallujah from IS might prevent further attacks on Baghdad. Deakin University scholar Greg Barton says this is a sign of change in IS's tactics.
The attacks in Baghdad, which have been part of years-long patterns but have really intensified over the last 12 months, fit that pattern of insurgency and terrorist methods. The attacks around the world, of course, are terrorist attacks, but it also speaks to a global insurgency.
Also Sunday, there was a second attack in Baghdad where at least 5 people were killed and 16 wounded. No one has claimed responsibility for this attack. Nigerian militant group Niger Delta Avengers has claimed responsibility for several new attacks on Nigerian oil facilities carried out since Friday. In a message posted on Twitter, the Avengers said they attacked a pipeline connected to the Wari refinery, operated by the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation. They also attacked 2 Chevron facilities. Such attacks have pushed Nigerian crude production to 30-year lows, contributing to the country's economic slowdown. This is VOA News. Bangladesh is observing the second day of mourning after a group of 7 Islamist militants killed 20 hostages and 2 police officers during an 11-hour siege at an upscale restaurant in Dhaka. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for that attack, but that has not been confirmed, and government officials there deny the IS involvement. Juwaita Bhattacharjee is a fellow at the Observer Research Foundation in New Delhi.
ISIL is losing its ground in Iraq and Syria and all. So they're looking for new grounds. And this kind of organizations, if you see, it has become much more franchises kind of thing. And probably Bangladesh is also went, so if without being much effort, they're able to get this ground ready. Why not?
Bangladesh's Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has vowed to pull her country back from what she called the brink, warning of a concerted bid to turn one of the country's, the world's most populous nations, into a failed state, while her government has continued to deny links between the assault and international jihadist networks. Afghanistan has received a first shipment of Chinese military equipment, part of Beijing's commitment to providing millions of dollars of assistance to help Kabul fight terrorism. Shipment on board a Russian cargo plane arrived in Kabul, where Chinese Ambassador Yao Jing handed it over to Afghan officials. Yao said Beijing wants to have regular and normal state-to-state relations with the Afghan government and the Afghan people.
Both China and Afghanistan, we don't have any ambition, but we do have our own duty to safeguard our own peace and sovereignty. So in this regard, China and Afghanistan are on the same front. We will fight together.
The increased Chinese involvement in the conflict-torn Afghanistan, critics believe, stems from concerns that continued instability in its immediate neighborhood could fuel problems in the far western Xinjiang region, where Uyghur Muslims are waging a low-level separatist insurgency against Chinese rule. Elie Wiesel, who survived the Nazi death camps during World War II to become a world-renowned author and Nobel Peace Prize winner, has died at the age of 87. Wiesel won the 1986 Nobel Peace Prize for speaking out against war and discrimination, keeping memories of the Holocaust alive and the suppression of human rights. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu mourned Wiesel by saying he gave expression to the victory of the human spirit over cruelty and evil. President Obama called Wiesel a dear friend who was one of the great moral voices of our time. Get more news at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.